Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still at the Best of Britannia in London. EC1, exactly. So I've stopped at another stall, which obviously British made. And it's quite fascinating. Thank God I only arrived here after I've had a delicious hamburger. Well, it's not a hamburger, is it? It's a wild venison. But I bumped into Ian, who is part owner with his dad. It's a family-owned business, Harry Brompton's, in the press room, and he immediately lured me into his stand, which, as I said, I had to have something to eat first, because we're talking alcohol. Not a lot. We're talking 4%, but the interesting thing is it's iced tea with alcohol. But over to you, Ian. You're going to tell me all about what's in that magic drink, which I'm holding in my hand. I'm going to put my lips to it again in a minute. But just tell us, Ian, about Harry Brompton's London Iced Tea, 4% alcohol intake.
So it's the world's first premium alcoholic iced tea. It's born in London. We hand make it in limited batches. It's made with the finest ethically sourced and sustainably sourced Kenyan black teas grown in the Great Rift Valley.
Okay.
We infuse it with natural citrus, and we add a pure grain spirit. So it's a vodka, but we're a British brand, so we don't say vodka.
Okay.
It's vodka. Lightly sparkling.
That's what I'm drinking. It's vodka.
It's a little bit of vodka in it, yeah.
Okay.
So, as you say, it's 4%. It's got no artificial colours, flavours, preservatives, and it's gluten-free, so it's good for people who have that gluten intolerance.
Yeah,
they love
sure.
It's fantastic on its own. It goes fantastically in cocktails. It's a really lovely alternative to tonic with gin.
It's very refreshing, I will say that.
You.
Although it's a rainy day, October,
it's
still kind of
outside.
Hit the spot with me, I will be quite honest,
you know.
I never mince my words, I do say what I mean. So I've got a little shot glass here with it, and a little slice of lime, and then a bit of cucumber.
Yep,
so it reminded me immediately of a Pimm's, but let's not compare it to a Pimm's, no. But also you sprayed some, tell me about this,
so
tea
this
essence?
Tea aroma, so it's purely the steam. When you turn green tea to black tea, we capture that steam, and we put a little bit into the drink, so it adds a little bit of a nose to the drink, and I also like to bring some with me from Kenya to show to people, so that I think it's an exciting finish.
Definitely, I mean, even an exciting start, I would say, because I don't know about you, but whenever I pick up a glass of something, even if it's water, believe me or not, I put my nose to it first.
Yeah, definitely.
And there, definitely, you get this tea aroma immediately.
Definitely.
I think it's a beautiful drink, really. It's a bit sparkly.
Thank you. Yeah.
I should say that. It's bottled in, how much is in there? 75 mil?
275, yeah.
Yeah, 275. Very nicely presented. It's got kind of an oldie moldy kind of writing and scripture, which I like. There's some lovely kind of wooden cases with a kind of a smoked finish, or
yeah,
what do you call it? A burn.
Yeah.
It's lovely. And then, so Harry of Brompton's. Why Brompton? Are you based in Brompton, on Brompton Road or something like that?
Harry Brompton is our gentleman explorer. He sources the ingredients.
Oh, really? He's a real man?
Yes, he's us incarnate, and he's the person who has the right name and the person for the bottle.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So where can I buy this when I'm in London, or is it in bars? Supermarkets?
You're not in the supermarkets yet. We're trying to get in. We'd love someone to come and take us into a supermarket.
Uh-huh.
We're in about 40 selected places across the UK. We're in Bath, London, and we're just carefully seeding into the right places.
So in bars, basically,
yes.
In restaurants?
Bars and restaurants, yeah.
Okay, hotel
hotels. We're going to the Grosvenor House Hotel on Park Lane.
Say, very good, very good.
So, yeah, we got some.
Really well,
excited.
I must say, I don't drink as much alcohol as I drink coffee.
Yep.
But I do appreciate a nice drink, and I think my palate has been refined quite a lot through all these different coffees that I'm tasting, and so I can really appreciate what you're doing. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm just gonna finish this shot, and maybe even ask for more.
I think you can have some, definitely. We'll send you some bottles.
Well, Ian, I met your dad briefly in the press room, but he's not here now.
He's left. He's
left you in charge.
Exactly.
Well, very good. So how was your response so far?
It's been really positive. It's a fantastic event, and it's so lovely to meet people who are excited about you know, really craft-made products.
Yes. And I think we're going in that direction, aren't we, in general, which
people
is great.
People want luxury, and people want things that are well-made and things that are high-end. They come to the UK and they see British things as quality and real attention to detail, and that's what we do with this, and that's what everyone in this in the exhibition is doing.
Absolutely great. Okay, well, thanks to Ian for talking to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo.
Thank you so much for visiting us.
Oh yeah, I've got to get my coffee fix now. It's imminent. I'm going to go see Small Batch. Of course, I know Small Batch quite well, and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo listeners know how big a fan I am of Small Batch. So stay tuned. I'm going to go to Small Batch next.